Now, the rest of the story.
This is going to be a complex to cover up and a secret the survivor took with her to her grave. And the players in this lurid, torrid melodrama are John and Mary and Frank. Frank was a big city lawyer. He and John were friends. Both men were married. Frank's wife was an extraordinarily beautiful young woman in her early 20s. Her name was Mary. So on innumerable occasions, he and Mary were alone there together, apparent even to distant acquaintances. Now it's months later, it's June, when John spoke privately to his own wife, confiding that someone had poisoned him. He didn't say who did it. He did identify the specific toxin, something called aquatofana, a slow-acting but no less deadly mixture of white arsenic, antimony, and lead oxide. It would take months to kill him, he explained, but it would surely kill him, for there was no antidote. And indeed, 6 months later, John was dead. And the symptoms he had exhibited were those of aquatofana poisoning. Yet there was to be no autopsy. For the time a medical examiner could begin one, John's body was gone, presumably hastily buried in an unmarked common grave, yet never to be found. John had died on December 5. The plot thickened the following day when mayhem erupted at the posh apartment of Mary and Frank. Passers-by heard screams coming from inside. They broke down the door. They discovered Mary lying in a pool of her own blood, her face and neck and shoulders and arms slashed with a razor. In the next room, they found Frank, also slumped on the floor. He had ripped open his own throat. The bloody razor was still in his hand. Minutes later, a doctor pronounced Frank dead on the spot, but Mary was still alive, and through heroic measures, she was revived. Now, there's something else. Mary was found to be 5 months pregnant. She never did disclose what had so enraged her husband that he had tried to kill her and then in remorse had killed himself. Nor did she ever explicitly reveal the identity of the father of her child. Yet even after years had passed, there was gossip among John's friends that had it not been for his affair with Mary, all three in the ill-fated triangle might have lived to a happy and ripe old age. Was it an insanely jealous husband who poisoned John, as investigators have suggested? That would explain what appears to have been a cover-up by John's family, a concerted effort to avoid an autopsy and further scandal by losing John's body in a mass grave. But the only reason you and I should still care after almost 200 years is that the home-wrecking friend of Mary and Frank, Maria and Franz Hoffdemel, the third corner of what seems to have been a lethal love triangle, the man who died under mysterious circumstances at the age of 35 might have given the world so much more beauty. For the John in this triangle, who was poisoned, was Johann Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And now, you know the rest of the story.